In New York, the Tribeca Film Festival is underway this week. One of the most talked about films, premiering Sunday, features former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank.
95% of the reason, 100% of the reason for doing this is the chance to affect public policy. And I will miss this.
The film, titled Compared to What? The Improbable Journey of Barney Frank, follows Frank, the Newton Democrat, the first member of Congress to voluntarily come out as gay. Documentary filmmakers Sheila Canavan and Michael Chandler say when they arrived in Washington to begin filming back in 2012, they were struck by the demeanor of the congressman, who by then was in his final term.
I mean, part of the reason we made this film is because we've been very discouraged about the way citizens view their Congress, and they, you know, citizens sometimes don't understand how important Congress is. And so I guess I could describe us as somewhat cynical and worried for the country. And we got there, and I thought Barney would be far more cynical than we are, but he isn't. He's an optimist. He gets up every day trying to make the country better. He really does.
I was amazed at how hardworking. I mean, Barney says he's slowed down, he's lost a step, and he's worn out and tired, and that's one of the reasons that contributed to his announcing his retirement. But you could have fooled us. I mean, we were literally chasing him. It was astonishing to see how hard he worked, and he worked at it every single day for 32 years.
Sheila, do you think the audience will be surprised by what they learn about how Congress works and about, as I understand it, that you portray that, in fact, at least at times it does work and that it's more than a do-nothing bunch of men and women up on Capitol Hill?
Yes. What I think the audience will be surprised to see is how hardworking Republicans as well as hardworking Democrats are very discouraged because they want to work together more. But there are certain dynamics. It's not a matter of just not getting along. A lot of people want to get along.
I want to play a clip from the film. It's a portion of the trailer for the film Compared to What. Here it is, and then we'll talk about it.
It is a sacrifice for anyone, and Barney made that sacrifice. Certainly he postponed happiness in order to serve the public.
One time I stopped and I said to him, "How much time do you put on this job?" And he looked at me and he said, "It consumes all of my life."
Can I ask you both who we're hearing from there?
It opened up with Hastings Wyman, who was Barney's roommate at Harvard. And then that was Congressman Maxine Waters, who served on both major committees with Barney, actually. She was on Judiciary with him during the impeachment, and she was on Financial Services with him during the crisis. And what they are talking about is what we mentioned earlier, the dedication that they saw in him. And for Barney, it was particularly difficult. I mean, one of the arcs of the film is just how he was going to be able to find his way in a public world with what he calls a private life in turmoil.
What did Hastings mean when he said he postponed happiness in order to serve the public? And the he in this case was Barney Frank postponing happiness. What did he mean?
When Barney went to Congress, Barney had started to come out in the early 70s, and he had basically decided he could not have a political career. And there's a wonderful moment in the film where Barney is deciding whether or not to run. And he does run, but he remains closeted for 7 more years. And that was an extremely difficult period. And until he could sort that out, there was a great deal of sacrifice on his part for trying to serve the public at the same time, trying to come to terms with his own personal life, with his sexuality, with how he wanted to present himself to the world. And it was a very difficult problem for him. And we go into that extensively in the film.
Sheila, we talked about what you learned about Barney Frank, the politician, from following him around for this film. What did you learn about the Barney Frank private life?
I would say that he's a bigger softy than I realized. He can be really, really cranky, and he's not necessarily someone who's quick to apologize for anything, but he's also very sensitive. And I don't mean that he doesn't have that tough inner core that everyone knows that he has, but he's still a human being. He has an ego, but he has not been tainted by the Washington experience.
What do you think the audience will take away from this? What do you hope that the audience takes away from this?
We did not set out to make a tribute film to Barney Frank. What we set out to do is to make a tribute to public service. What we're hoping is that people take away the message that Congress is an institution that deserves respect. It's made up of people who are hardworking, who work for the American people. And I think what you see in Barney Frank is an extraordinary example of someone who cared about the public, cared about public policy deeply for decades upon decades, no matter whether he was in the majority, in the minority, no matter what his personal status was or not. And that's what we're hoping, is that public service is something to be respected, appreciated.
I remember when I spoke with Barney Frank myself shortly after he announced his decision that he was not going to run for re-election, and we chatted, and he was very comfortable with the decision at that time. It's been a while since he's been out. You spoke with him just a couple of weeks ago as you were still filming a couple of weeks ago. Is he still comfortable with that decision?
Oh, I'd say he's even more than comfortable with it. He's delighted.
What he will miss, and he says this clearly in the film, is being able to affect public policy. And I think he's hopeful that through teaching and writing books, he'll be able to continue to do that, because that's what he cared about most deeply.
Sheila Canavan, Michael Chandler, thanks a lot for speaking with us. Good luck with the film.
Thank you, Bob.
So much, Bob.
Filmmakers and co-directors Sheila Canavan and Michael Chandler speaking with us from New York. Their documentary, Compared to What? The Improbable Journey of Barney Frank, premieres this Sunday at the Tribeca Film Festival in Manhattan.